We're not suit and tie, we're boots on the ground, helping folks buy and sell all over town. No jargon, no fluff, no smoke in the air, just straight talk and wisdom with a little flair. This is real estate for the common man.
Hi, this is Real Estate Podcast for the Common Man, where we talk about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS. We're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy Real Estate Podcasts for the Common Man.
The bad sound pads. We've seen the good, the weird, and the
bad. Hi, everybody. I'd like to introduce our new sponsor, who is Nobody. Nobody is sponsoring this. Yes, if you can believe it, if you are trying to buy a product, service, call our new sponsor, who's Nobody. They won't give you a warranty, they won't give you a product, they won't give you a price, because they are absolutely nobody. So if you can't find a product, try our new sponsor, who is absolutely nobody. Hey, JD here. Hope you're looking good and feeling fine. Hopefully you had a great week with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, I know I haven't done a podcast for a while because there really wasn't much to say, and I don't want to be like all those other podcasters that just sit there and tell you the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay, but here's a new one, and I haven't been hearing too many people talk about this. And I learned this, geez, probably 30, 35 years ago when I was selling brand new homes, and finally realized this. And now I don't know what brought it up, but I was kind of going through a subdivision, saw all these homes for sale. None of them were selling, and they were really nice homes. And I thought, why are none of these homes selling? Been on the market 2, 3, 4 months. So I drove around, and I realized that it was a brand new community, and there was about 6 new builders that were building in there. And I thought, yeah, well, guess what? What is the old saying? Whatever changes stays the same. So I realized that I do a podcast on this subject. If you're planning on buying or selling a home and you're in a community that there are builders, you don't have a chance. Forget it. Wrap it up. Take the for sale sign out of the yard. It's going to be almost impossible. And that's the thing. The past maybe 4 or 5 years, a lot of people bought homes, new homes with those low interest rates and major, major buyers incentives. You know, we'll put in a brand new basement. We'll finish out the basement if you buy a home. We'll put in landscapings included, fences included. Hey, we'll upgrade all the appliances. Hey, we'll buy that rate down to almost nothing. And that's because they basically, and I said work for a builder, they just build all that stuff in the price of the home. And then they just pay to basically get you in, and they just give so many incentives that sellers in that neighborhood can't even come close. So what has happened is so many people that have bought homes in the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, a lot of those communities they bought have new home builders, and they just can't compete. So they're trying to sell their home at a market price, and I go over to the builder, and the builder says, hey, look, it, we'll give you a brand new home for the less than what the other homes are selling in the neighborhood, and we'll pay your closing costs, give you special interest rates. Oh, by the way, we'll finish out all your basement, and it, you know, we'll add that into the home, and then you, as a seller, don't have a chance. It's really common, and I've just seen it so many times. So if you are in a neighborhood and you're thinking of selling, and you drive yourself around and see that there's maybe 2, 3, 4 home builders, go in as just a looky-loo and see what type of incentives they have. And trust me, you won't be able to even compete. And that's why so many houses in these newer neighborhoods that have been developed in the past 4 or 5 years just have so many for sale signs, they can't sell them because, like I said, you're competing against a builder, and you can't compete against a builder. So I just thought I'd do this little podcast because I thought that was something new. And so many people are, like I said, they're having a tough time selling homes. And don't blame that. Don't blame that against your real estate agent because, like I said, you can't get around that. No matter how great your real estate agent is, it's going to be real hard unless you just have the ability and the equity to, you know, pay a lot of points to give them a much lower interest rate. And then now you're tying in, or you're competing with the builder, and but your incentives are close to the builder, because it's probably going to be much easier for the buyer to buy your home because your landscaping's in, your basement's probably all in, you probably have drapes that's in, you probably have appliances. It's probably a lot of add-ons that you put in that landscaping that they would have to pay extra for. So if they can get that house a little bit less, get the same incentives, then you would be able to sell your home relatively pretty quick. But if you're just sitting there with a high price, no incentives, you really don't have a prayer trying to sell your home. So, like I said, I haven't done a podcast for a while because nothing's really changed, and I just didn't want to repeat myself. But, like I said, this was brought up when I was riding around in new neighborhoods and just kind of saw all these for sale signs, and I just said, why in the world is none of these homes selling? And then, like I said, I went up, drove around, realized that all these builders were in the same neighborhood, and it dawned on me, you know, I got to do a podcast and tell people if they're in the neighborhood with tons of builders, they probably don't have a chance to sell the homes unless they just give massive incentives. Well, that's about it. Kind of basically gave you some inside information. Hopefully, if you're planning on selling a home, you can go that. If you're planning on buying a home, you know, you could go to these new home builders, but you know, on top of the incentives and the appliances and the basement, boy, I've looked at these new homes that are garbage, garbage, garbage. They are so garbage, I can't believe it. And you know why? Because there's no skilled laborers. There really isn't no skilled laborers. You just get Joe and Schmo and Felipe and Juan and, you know, I'm not prejudiced here, but you just get these guys that are just unskilled. You pay them below minimum wage, and you throw them a hammer and some nails, and you say, hey, be a sheetrocker or be a plumber. I remember going in, talking to some guy that was putting these PEX pipe in that's real common now, and I asked him how long he was a plumber, and he goes, I'm not a plumber. So what kind of training? And he goes, well, I spent 3 weeks and they showed me how to put this in. And like I said, there's just so many things wrong with new homes. Doors off, foundations cracking before they even moved in. Windows not caulked. Jeez, it's amazing. Wiring that doesn't work. Or you go in and you see like light switches, and one light switch turns on, and you go over to the other one, and it's supposed to turn the light off, and it doesn't do anything. It's just, if you're buying a new home, please, please get a inspector, because the things that that inspector will find will be unbelievable. And I think that's why they try to give so many incentives and throw so much stuff. First of all, they need to unload those houses. Second of all, they're just cheap. I mean, I've walked into million-dollar homes, and the 45s around the doors aren't cut. They're just, you know, it's kind of like, well, if we don't cut it right, we'll just caulk it and paint over it. And like I said, light switches that don't work, siding that isn't lined up. What else have I say? Oh, the floor in the box that that they put in now, it's supposed to hold up really well. Not laid straight. I mean, you see it supposed to be laid straight, and then you go into another room and it's totally laid opposite. So one goes one way and one goes the other way. It's just, there's no skilled laborers anymore. They're just, hey, let's get the cheapest person we can with a hammer, and let's try to make the biggest profit, because by the time these people move in and things start falling apart, the warranty will be over and we'll be long gone. So like I said, that's about it. And I hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great spring, and I'll talk to you later. Take care of yourselves.
We hope you enjoyed the show Real Estate for the Common Man. Please follow us or subscribe. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, and coworkers about us. We're on all your major podcast apps: Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. If you can't remember all that, just Google it, or have your friends Google Real Estate for the Common Man and it will come up. Again, we thank you very much for your time, and hopefully you enjoyed the show. Hey, if you live in Colorado Springs and want to buy or sell a home, you can look us up at Sold Real Estate Company. That's soldrealestatecompany.com. Again, thank you very much. Please subscribe and have a very good week, and we'll see you next time.